Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, this is Jeff.
Yes, Jeff.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
I've got a parquet floor
okay.
in a kitchen eating area hallway that I put in about 8 years ago, and I'm getting ready to refinish it. I'm not sure whether I'm going to sand it or just scrub it down, but I've got some of the slats that are in the individual squares
yes.
that have bowed up.
Yeah.
How do you take care of that?
Well, if are they? I know they're okay. So they've bowed up a little bit. So they've gotten a little bit of cupping to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me if are they loose? In other words, where they rattle, where you could actually pull
no.
it out?
Okay, no, they seem to be tight.
Okay, well, if it was me, I think that if you really want the floor to look pretty good, you're probably going to end up sanding it. You know, to get a little bit of that cupping out.
Mm-hmm.
But the cupping, what's underneath this floor? Is it a crawl space?
No, it's the first floor in a house, but it's over a basement.
Okay, is it an older home that's a little moist? I mean that where
no, it's nice and dry.
Okay, because typically that cupping sometimes happens if it's moist underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll see decks do this. You know, like decking on an outdoor deck.
Yeah,
and it especially happens to decks that are close to the ground. Because here's what happens. You've got all this water that's coming up out of the soil,
mm-hmm.
and it hits the underside of the deck, and it causes the underside of the deck to swell, but on the top side of the decking, the sun and the wind are there, and it dries the wood out,
mm-hmm.
and you've got these two forces, dry on top, wet on the bottom, that causes it to cup.
Yeah.
So typically when you see cupping on an interior floor, it's telling you that there's like there may be moisture underneath there.
Well, no, there's no moisture
okay.
in there at
well,
all.
Then if you want that floor to be flat, you're going to be sanding it.
Okay.
Simple as that.
All right.
And if it's not a big area, it's something that you can do with a belt sander.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to kind of take your time, but a belt sander will work fine. You know, it'll just take you a little bit longer than getting in one of those giant big drum sanders, you know, that the professionals use.
Oh, I've used one of those.
Yeah,
before.
Those things are, that's death on a stick, man. I mean, those things are beasts.
Yeah, you figure out real quick that you made a boo-boo
yeah,
and it's
yeah,
there forever.
Right, that's right. I mean, it's like my dog. It's a beast. All right. Anything else?
Nope, that should do for me.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, wonderful.